Here First is sponsored by UCS Healthcare, proudly delivering healthcare services across Iowa, specializing in mental health, substance use disorder treatment, and medical care with a special focus on LGBTQIA+ healthcare. More at ucsonline.org.
Today is Monday. It is the 8th of August. This is Here First from IPR News. I'm Clay Masters. Planned Parenthood and the ACLU say they are no longer pursuing legal action against Iowa's 24-hour waiting period law for abortion. The 2020 law was reinstated following an Iowa Supreme Court ruling in June that also sent the case back down to a lower court for reevaluation. Maisie Stilwell is the Iowa Public Affairs Director for Planned Parenthood North Central States. She says the organizations will continue to fight abortion restrictions.
We are instead intentionally shifting our time and resources away from this case to other looming battles, including the constitutional amendment stripping Iowans of their right to abortion and the governor's announced attempt to revive a 6-week ban.
The state Supreme Court decision also lowered abortion protections in the Iowa Constitution, opening the door for Iowa's Republican-led legislature to impose more restrictions. Abortion remains legal in Iowa up to 20 weeks of pregnancy. There's a new report out that has ranked Iowa 9th in the nation for child well-being. IPR's Natalie Krebs has the details.
The Annie E. Casey Foundation's annual Kids Count report ranks states on 12 factors divided into four categories: economic well-being, education, health, and family and community. But Iowa's high ranking can be misleading. That's according to Ann Disher, the executive director of Common Good Iowa, which partners with the foundation. For example, Disher says Iowa ranks first in the nation for high school kids graduating on time, but falls behind in other areas.
We're 21st. On the share of young children attending preschool, we're ranked 22nd. On the share of fourth graders not reading proficiently, and we're ranked 25th on the share of eighth graders not proficient in math.
Disher says these rankings should alert state lawmakers to better fund education and other initiatives aimed at kids.
Speaking of education, the Iowa Department of Education has received a federal grant to get more local food in schools and early child care centers. We get those details from IPR's Catherine Wheeler.
It's the second time the department has received the 2-year grant for the Iowa Farm to School program. The Iowa Department of Agriculture also contributes matching funds. Brenda Windmuller is with the Iowa Department of Education. She says the department will host more training for school workers on food safety and how local food could be incorporated into school lunches.
Our big thing is that we want to make sure that the public is aware of what's going on. We want to increase the number of schools that participate in farm to school initiatives, maybe eliminate some of that hesitation around it.
The Sac and Fox Tribe of the Mississippi in Iowa received their own grant from the USDA to expand the school garden and food storage for early childhood through 12th grade students on the Meskwaki settlement. They'll also use the funding to develop a tribal food sovereignty curriculum.
A 42-year-old Iowa man drowned in the Iowa River while helping rescue an 8-year-old child from it. The Johnson County Sheriff's Office says Wageyu Ferris and a kayaker were instrumental in saving the child's life, but Ferris disappeared under the water while he was trying to help the child Friday evening near River Junction, about 20 miles south of Coralville. Ferris's body was found about an hour later. And farms can use less fertilizer without compromising crop yield. That's according to a new long-term academic study conducted in the UK and Africa. The study's authors found that when farms adopt regenerative practices like planting cover crops and reducing tillage, chemical fertilizer isn't needed in such high quantities, and that could be beneficial for water quality. It is going to be a little cooler than it's been the last few days across Iowa. This is Here First from IPR News, which you can find wherever you subscribe to podcasts. I'm Clay Masters.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.